Thunder Bay, a flag was raised on Friday at City Hall in recognition of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is June 15. Advocacy and prevention are the main goals, said Nipigon OPP Staff Sergeant David Mescal, co-chair of the Elder Abuse Committee with Age-Friendly Thunder Bay. Mescal said caregivers should also be educated on what to look for. People who are isolated are particularly at risk. Isolation changes the way people think, the way they process information, and the fact that they're susceptible to people that may want to take advantage. He believes there's a two-pronged approach to the growing issue. One is providing education when we can, and two, having elders realize that nothing has to be done immediately, they have to be able to have a person they can reach out to. Mescal wants elders to have someone they can trust to turn to and ask questions when they're approached to give money or personal information, or even confide in if there are other types of abuse like emotional and physical. Rebecca Johnson, the other co-chair of the committee, called elder abuse an ever-growing issue. She said the flag raising is a good way to provide awareness about elder abuse. We are also doing an advocacy campaign or presentations that we have done for probably over 600 people in long-term care in various organizations to find out exactly what are the issues for elder abuse. Within that, what we have found is there's no question that the community is aware of elder abuse. They don't necessarily think about it as elder abuse, but it's scary what's happening in our community. Johnson said the biggest contributing factor to elder abuse is adult children. It's unfortunate, but children of older adults are the cause for whatever reason. They become powers of attorney, they take over their parents' money, or they take their parents' money. They put them into long-term care and never go to visit them. Johnson doesn't think this is a new issue per se, just one that is gaining more awareness as people live longer lives. The other thing is that sometimes they abuse them physically. People are living longer, and so now young people have to deal with their older adults and older parents who might not feel well, who might not be in good health, who might have dementia. Unfortunately, younger people don't want to look after their parents. More information about Age-Friendly Thunder Bay and its resources is available online. Katie Nichols is a local journalism initiative reporter with NewsWatch.